Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to violence.
Welcome to Lost in the Static.
Hi, everybody, and I'm Scott Murray, and with me, as always, is my co-host, Josh. Now, Josh, I would like to interest you in this Kirby vacuum. It's only $1,200, but it will suck the very floor right out of your house.
I think I'd need to see a demonstration.
But I can do that. In fact, we'll just come in, we'll dirty up a little bit on the carpet, and I'll just see how I demonstrate in there in your vacuum. We can go over with that, and then we'll go over with the Kirby, and you'll see just how much more dirt the Kirby sucks up than any other vacuum on Earth. They're completely worth the $1,500 that you have to invest.
Didn't you just say $1,200?
No, the special was over. All it's going to take is an initial investment of $2,000, and it will be a great investment. You'll have a cleaner house than anybody else on Earth, and all it takes is $2,200. Seriously.
Well, I don't know. What about adamandeve.com? Could I get a better deal there?
Well, if you do go to adamandeve.com and you use the promo code STATIC, you can get 50% off of a single item, 3 free DVDs, free shipping in the U.S., and a free mystery gift. But you can't get this nice Kirby vacuum for only $2,500.
I like the Adam and Eve deal better. I think I'm gonna stick with the Adam and Eve deal and get the hell out of my house before I call the cops.
I hate with a passion. Now, I don't know if other countries deal with this, because I don't know if Kirby is worldwide, but about 3 or 4 times a year, we will get just hit by 2 things in the same week, and it's always in the same week. First come the Kirby salesmen who have, you know, the great deal on a Kirby vacuum, which is hilarious. You've seen my house. I have really very little carpeting. It's all hardwood, and I love inviting them in and going, well, I need something to clean upstairs.
Well, see, what I do at our old house, our new house, I've never had a vacuum cleaner guy come to the new house yet. But at our old house, I would invite them in, and they would never do the, you know, pour the dirt on. They would just kind of clean the floor, and then I'd be like, no, I don't think I can afford it. And I just use them as a free, I used them as a free service.
Oh, yeah.
Because, hey, if they're going to try and shuck me, I'm going to shuck them back, right?
Yeah, that'll work. And I can tell you from experience, working in retail, I've hired a number of Kirby salesmen into the store and stuff like that. And it's hilarious because they'll talk about how, you know, they inevitably have to call their manager to get to get approval. And the manager will be on the other end of the phone going like, you know, hey, does she have big boobs? A good-looking woman, blah blah blah, and they're like, "Why, yes, so we can offer that deal." No, seriously, have you seen up her
snap
dress?
Snap a photo. Snap a photo.
But and inevitably, they're all the same. They're all slime bags. The non-slime bag people that we get, like I said, in the same week is the Jehovah's Witnesses. I'm not tying the two together, but I find it hilarious that we always get the Kirby salesman, and I know a couple days later the Jehovah's Witnesses are going to show up.
I've always wanted to, since Jehovah's Witnesses don't celebrate Halloween, to go to their houses on Halloween and just knock on the door and, you know, bother them out of the blue just to see how they like it. But I don't know if that's just me.
They don't like complete strangers coming up to their door and asking them personal questions or demanding something. So
I've just always wanted to do that on Halloween, but I never did. But yeah, we're going to be talking about scams and stuff. Now, I'm going to give you a little bit of detail here, okay? Obviously, everyone knows my financial situation is worse than bad right now, right, Scott?
Yeah, you could say that, yes.
But I don't, like, owe bills everywhere and shit like that. Yet, there's this one phone number. I'm going to read it on the air. 240-210-7112 that I get called from constantly. Okay, when you and I talked about this topic last week off mic, I told you it was about 4 times a day they've been calling.
Right, right.
It's now 7 to 8. They're actually ramping it up. My entire missed call log on my cell phone is this 240 number. There's not one non-240 number in my missed call log. Now, here's the thing. They never leave a message. They'll sometimes call 20 minutes after their last call. They call, like I said, up to 8 times a day now. Late at night, early 6 a.m., midnight, they'll be calling me. And so Scott and I did a little bit of research, and we Googled the phone number and found out that it's a place called, what was it, Receivables Performance something?
Receivables Performance Management.
And they claim to be a the word fell out of my head, company.
A collection agency.
Collection agency. And Scott was astonished. Explain the website to them and why your jaw was in your lap when you saw their site.
Well, you can fire up your web browser now and play along. You can go to receivablesperformance.com. And you can see that they have 3 photos that kind of rotate through. They're all Washington-based, out of Seattle. But they're all stock photos, with the exception of one, which is a stock photo of a very, very nice office front end that's been had their logo photoshopped into
clearly it. Clearly photoshopped into it.
Yeah, very clearly photoshopped. This looks, I think this is a 1-in-1 template. I forget whose template this is, but it's a basic template. And you just scroll down, and there's some, you know, like security metrics and ISO and stuff like this. And
none of which are clickable links. Yeah,
none of which are clickable links. They're just logos of these professional organizations that I know damn well these people don't pay to be members of. And I can tell you, being a member of ISO and being ISO certified is not cheap.
And also, if you are that, you're not going to be calling people 8 times a day
right.
at 6 in the morning and midnight.
You're going.
That is not how reputable collection agencies operate.
Right. You're going to follow telecommunications law.
Also, the fact we've never gotten anything in the mail from them.
Right.
Which is part of the requirement for a collection agency.
Right.
And then the fact that they will not leave a message, Scott. You know, I've had issues in the past with collections. They always, hey, we need to talk to you about, you know, your credit card or whatnot. This will not leave a message. I have not tried to call them back yet because the things we've researched say that's a bad thing to do.
Yes.
But the funny thing is Scott went to ripoffreport.com and found the CEO of this company has the best comment ever. Read his comment, Scott. And by the way, this isn't all caps, but don't yell it.
Yes.
He typed it in all caps, though. Yes.
Pretend I'm yelling at you right now, but let's think about this. If you see a number calling you all the time, it's probably because you owe people money. Why else would they be calling, C-A-L-L-I-N-U? Just for fun? I think not. The adult thing to do is to call that number back. It's not like you don't know why they're, wrong use of there, by the way, calling. I'm not sure. But I think it's because you don't pay your bills, and then you get mad because we call you. You think these agencies like, I'm sorry, this is spelling is just fun to try. It's like reading ancient Egyptian. You think these agencies like calling you to remind you that you should have paid your bill? The way agencies get your number is called skip tracing. But my number is unlisted. How did you get it? Well, I don't know. Maybe because all the major phone companies rally on us.
I think that's supposed to be rely.
Is that supposed to be rely? Okay, yeah. I'm sorry. It says rally. Rally on us to collect your debt. Of course, they are going to give us your number to call Genius. One more thing. You have to register your social to get any kind of service with your social. What? We can look up everything makes sense.
With like 9 question marks.
What?
Seriously, and this guy is claiming to be the head of this receivable company. Now, there's also something on the ripoff report from a guy who claims he used to work for this company and just how this is a scam. You do not actually owe them money. They bought your phone number and they are trying to trick you into giving them money.
Yes.
That's where we're going with all this. Is scams.
Yes.
Because so it turns out I don't owe these people money, and they just somehow, I have a feeling this is linked to my identity getting stolen, which happened recently. This started shortly after. That can't be a coincidence, Scott, you know?
Right. No, it's not.
I have a feeling or it could be the person who stole my identity actually drove up some debt in my name. That is an actual possibility, though, too.
And here's the way collection agencies work. What they do is they purchase your debt at a discount. Let's say I go to the hospital, and for argument's sake, I don't have insurance, we'll say, and I rack up, which is pretty easy to do, I rack up an $8,000.
At a hospital, that's...
Yeah, I rack up an $8,000 bill for going to the ER for some reason. Well, then these collection agencies, the legitimate as they can be, the legitimate ones, purchase your debt, go to the hospital and say, okay, I'll tell you what, we'll give you $3,000, $4,000. You collect something, you can write off the rest, and we'll take on the hassle of going after this guy. Mm-hmm. And then they take on the hassle of going after you. There's a couple of ways that you can... Number one, never deal with a collection agency, ever. If a collection agency purchases your debt, if you go back to, I owe the hospital $8,000. I go to the hospital and I say, hey, I'll tell you what, is there any way I can get state help or anything, you know, and I work out a deal with them and I pay them $3,000 and they write off the rest. They take the $3,000 they got from the collection agency and give it back to them and say, fuck off and die. And the collection agency is not allowed to come after me by law. Sometimes if a collection agency is a scumbag, once they get your information, even though they get their money back and you work out a deal with said hospital in this example, they will still come after you for the money and they will still hassle you for the money.
On top of that, they will also sell your information to other collection agencies who might be interested because they see they've got a ripe chicken right here, ready to be plucked.
Yep. And that's the kind of scumbaggery that surrounds all kinds of collection agencies. And most of the non-reputable ones have, business speak bullshit names like receivables performance, whatever.
Well, and Scott and I actually, we investigated this. We took their address that's on their website, okay? And we Google Street Viewed it. It's a dude's house in a complete residential neighborhood, in a rundown neighborhood, no less.
You'll see.
This is not a real business,
right?
You give people the address so they can Google Street View this man.
Oh, sure, that's absolutely no problem. That is Receivables Performance Management, 20816 44th Avenue West, Linwood, Washington, 98036.
Yes, and so because. With today's technology, Scott's like, let's see what Google has to say. And he street views it. And it's like, you would think, especially from their website, the photo they show is of a nice big building and, you know, a industrial area.
I was going to say they show an outside view of a very nice little office block in Seattle, by the way, with their logo prominently on top. And I went ahead and tin-eyed that image. And it is used in all kinds of websites with different...
It's a stock photo.
Yeah, it's a stock photo. And they just Photoshopped their logo onto the side of the building. And I thought it was hilarious.
I think it's funny that Google Street View shows it's just a rundown house in kind of a not upscale neighborhood.
Yeah.
So this is a scam. People are trying to scam me again.
Even if it's not technically a scam because maybe he did purchase... your debt from somewhere
or identity thief's debt.
Right. Or whatever. Even if it is a legitimate debt call, it's not, there's a difference between legal and moral. And that's where I hesitate to use the word scam every now and then, because scam implies definitely illegal. They are breaking the law.
But the reason that I'm tying this to my identity theft, when they caught one of the people using my identity, was in Washington. So this being in Washington could be a coincidence.
That's what's
doubt it.
My credit card number was stolen and was used in Washington to purchase like $300 in Starbucks gift cards.
Mine, we actually got a call because they caught one person trying to pass our fake checks, and they're trying to flip them to get, you know, the person above
right,
them.
Right, right.
And we got this call from an appliance warehouse. Apparently, we, as in my wife and I, writing out checks, which were not us, wrote out $5,000 in bounced checks for refrigerators and stuff like that. And this guy wanted his money. And of course, they put our address on it. So he left us some very, very angry voicemails. And then the Washington DA that's handling this says, like, you know what, I'll take care of this. That, you know, I'll deal with this. We haven't heard from him again.
Right.
But this being in Washington, all that going down in Washington,
right,
that is not a coincidence. It can't be a coincidence,
which,
Scott.
This makes me wonder, because both technically, I had to get a new debit card, and we nailed it before.
I actually had to move banks. My bank actually told me after our identity got stolen, we cannot protect your identity anymore. Because even if we set up like a special password for you, you know, the fake you can always call and get that login again, that we can never truly protect your bank account. So we recommend you go to another bank.
But nonetheless, my bank, we caught it soon enough. I disputed the charges and that was that. I got a new credit card and we're done. But that, you know, like I said, the fraudulent charges on my card were in Washington.
Maybe that's where the ring is run out of. I don't know.
It's odd.
To me, that can't be a coincidence. All these things are Washington.
I don't know. In fact, yeah, Dawn's stuff came out of Washington, too. So what are you up to, Washington State?
A guy we used to work with at Channel 26, Eben Hemlock, remember?
Yes.
He got his credit card number stolen, and someone racked up $9,000 in auto parts from London.
Dawn, it wasn't London, it was Amsterdam, but they tried to charge $28,000 worth of auto parts.
I just don't get it.
I don't know. Maybe auto parts are easy to flip. I don't know.
I don't know. But so scams. The question I want to ask you is, why do people fall for it? Obviously, in my case, my identity got stolen through no fault of mine. I honestly do not know how it could have been. We did use our credit card at Michael's. They got broken into. We used our credit card at Target. They got broken into. I honestly don't know how they got my information, but they got it through no real fault of my own.
That's identity theft. It's a little bit different than a scam.
Right. Why do people fall for scams? Whether it's a pyramid scam, whether it's an investment scam, whether it's, like you brought up, the Kirby or, you know, the old filler brush salesman scam. Why do people fall for it? Shouldn't "this seems too good to be true" be the trigger that this is too good to be true?
It's because a lot of the scam artists really know the audience to pick. Let's look at Cutco Knives. Okay? They go after college students, young people, high school students, the ones that are naive, really, really hard.
And old people.
And, well, no, actually, most of their salespeople they look for are college age and high school age.
Because the ones I always see on the news are old people getting ripped off.
That's old people get, that's different.
Okay.
That's different. I'm talking about Cutco specifically. They market, and you go, and there's this beautiful seminar, and this guy explains using fuzzy logic that you at the time may not realize is fuzzy logic, but he uses fuzzy logic to explain how you are going to become very wealthy. And all, you know, you don't even have to sell any knives. You just have to go and put on demonstrations. Oh, by the way, supplies for the demonstrations, you pay us for. Your demonstration knives, you pay us for.
That's essentially a pyramid
scheme. It's essentially a pyramid scam, and it's the same thing. You know, Amway has been in and out of trouble for doing basically the same thing. You sell standard everyday supplies like Gleam toothpaste, et cetera, at a lower cost than stores will get. The thing is, you have to keep an inventory, and even if you don't sell anything, you still have to buy some stuff from Amway. It is possible to be a successful Amway salesman.
But you got to work your ass off.
You got to work your ass off. And to tell you the truth, if you work out the numbers of how much you're paid per hour, it's considerably less than minimum wage.
Well, and then you also have ones that are like, let's stick with the seminars kind of thing. You've got ones that aren't even offering anything like that. They're offering you nothing except bland platitudes, you know, like self-help gurus. buy my book. It'll teach you how to be a better person. Oh, the book's $45 and all this. And right. you got to pay to go to the seminar. And all I'm doing is talking to you about things that you should already know. You get nothing.
Yeah.
Is that the same category? Or do you consider that something different?
Yeah, that's a slightly different category. It's the same stuff. I throw that in with the health scams. Because you've got the self-help scams that are, you know, I wrote this book and you know, it's book one in the series. So you read book one and you're like, well, I knew all of this. And he goes, well,
real stuff's in book two.
The real stuff's in book two. Hello, Dianetics. And the deal is that's kind of the self-help versus the health food scams where they take things like grape juice and they add acai berry to it, which is something that at the time that it got popular.
Acai berry. Yeah, I still see ads. Pirate Bay, for whatever reason, Pirate Bay is full of acai berry ads.
Okay, I don't see ads at Pirate Bay anymore. But it's something that's a little bit weird. And, you know, they mention ancient Chinese medicine or whatnot. It's juice. And because it has all of these miracle health things, they can charge out the nose for it and run these seminars on how great this juice is. And you don't have to go to a doctor. And if you have cancer, this juice will cure it.
Well, that's because you realize that the major corporations actually opened the door for that by claiming that, you know, like this juice fights cancer kind of shit is protected under the First Amendment. That right. they don't have to have a good faith basis. It's their First Amendment right to lie to you. Which kind of opened the door to all the scammers to go, doors open, boys, let's go crazy.
Yeah, and I always find it funny that, but for instance, a woman who, I'm not going to mention who she is, but she's a woman that I know, and she is always coming to me going, I'm selling this stuff now, and or I'm selling this miracle juice, and now I'm selling makeup products, and now I'm selling skin clearing products, and now I'm selling acupuncture whatever and light therapy and Reiki and all of these scams, that she keeps falling for the same rhetoric over and over and over again.
Does that say something more about the people who fall for it then, or about just how good the scammers are? Because to me, if you can socially, it's called social engineering, really. If you can social engineer, you can do almost anything.
Yeah.
The only thing that can really stop a good social engineer is another social engineer. You know, it's kind of like the movie Scanners. Your head blows up when a scanner tries to scan a scanner. Otherwise, everything's fine. When you get two in the same room, that's the only way to stop one.
Or in some cases, a very, very good DA.
And well, I'm talking about just to not fall for it.
Right. And it's funny because I've sat down with her and I'm like, okay, give me the literature on this stuff. And I'm like,
pitch me.
Look, here's the same promise. Here's the same promise. Here's one that you established that you made absolutely no money at and that you established was basically a pyramid scam. Here's the same wording. Here's the same promise. Twist this around and you get this. And
did she not get it?
No.
It wasn't sinking in?
I think it's just that they look for the right audience because there will always be an audience out there, especially, and no offense, Josh, but especially in rundown neighborhoods or small towns where you don't get exposed to this stuff very often.
Why would that be offensive to me?
Because you're from Sturgeon Bay, Wisconsin, and so? I'm sorry, but Sturgeon Bay is ripe with... My God, I would love to wander up there and start
a scam.
Well,
you wouldn't get anything from my house.
It's the old snake oil salesman. It's the same thing. It's been going on since the 1800s, and you know Uncle Tom's elixir that'll cure your rheumatism and everything else. Never mind the fact that it's 75% alcohol, or in some cases heroin. You know, it's the same old snake oil stuff, and you look for the naive. You look for the right audience member that isn't going to go out and, okay, show me the science behind it.
So would you call these people parasites? The people who are pushing it, would you call them parasites? Or predators? They're looking for the weak.
They're extremely good predators. And I can't fault them because, again, this is perfectly legal stuff.
I don't know about perfectly legal. It's It's legal. Let's put it like that. It's perfectly legal. Is not a word I'm going to give you on that one.
It's not moral, but it is legal. And that's, there are a few red signs to look for. Okay. If you are going to sell something for someone and it's a good enough product, then it should sell itself. And they've used that exact, you know, this juice sells itself, blah, blah, blah. You don't have to do hardly anything. If anybody is telling you you don't have to do work to get money, red flag number one.
Yeah.
Okay. If you have to pay for demonstration supplies, if you have to pay for the book, if you have to pay for the secret, there's another red flag. The food place where I work at, okay, we sell burritos and nachos, and we sell it for considerably more than Taco Bell. I mean, it's roughly three times the price. It is relatively high-end food. But I don't go into work and have my boss look at me and go, okay, I need you to sell
X amount of burritos today.
I need you to sell 75 burritos today. Here's your bill for the chicken. Here's your bill for the steak. Here's your bill for the rice. You know, no. He goes, here's the rice. Here's the chicken. Here's the stuff.
And yeah, you're paid by the hour.
And I'm paid by the hour. And I sling Mexican food for a living. And yeah, I do upsell customers.
I also heard you got Mexican food slung at you recently, too.
I did. I had a
I know it's a little diversion, but tell the story, please.
That's okay. I'm not going to go into details, really, but basically we had one customer who had a very, very bad attitude and decided to fling a hot melted cheese quesadilla right into my face and chest.
Fucking people,
and,
man.
And she felt she was being ripped off, and so she grabbed the food and threw it back. And
I'd have called the cops, but that's just me.
We did.
Okay.
We did. I also had to call the cops on high school. You know, it's required by law in Wisconsin that if you run a business that offers food, you must offer water free of charge.
Okay.
And that's from...
That's fair enough, yeah, honestly.
It's from the days traveling west. If you ever go out to, I think it's South Dakota, there's a place called Wall Drug, but their big advertising deal is free water. And
well, I mean, hell, you even see that like in old westerns, you know, the guy, you know, Kwai Chang Kang goes into the bar and just asks for a glass of water.
But that's because people used to charge for water, especially cold water. But so now it's required by law. So we have these little water cups. Well, where do you get water? From our soda machine.
Yeah.
What do? You ask for water, you go over, you get soda, and you go enjoy your meal with your free soda.
That's shoplifting.
That's still shoplifting. I've had to call the cops more than once on high school kids who come in. Think they're being all slick, and I look down, and I'm like, that's the darkest water I've ever seen in my entire life.
But that actually still tight. They think they're getting away with something.
Right.
You know, they think they're getting away with something, or they think they deserve to get away with something.
Well, just today, this morning, the first customer I dealt with was a guy who came in and he said, hey, we order catering from you all the time. Really? Who? My company? Who's that? The company I work for? What company?
Oh, give me the name.
Yeah, it's a big company. We order catering from you all the time. What I really need is blah, 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 blah. He needed guac and he needed some other stuff and big catering amounts, not small amounts. And he goes, by the way, last time we had catering, I don't think we got everything we paid for. I'm just going to take this. Wait a minute.
No, you're not.
Sir. Yeah. Wait a minute, sir. I need my manager to approve that. So my manager haggled with him a little bit, and we ended up charging him for some stuff. And then he goes, well, can I have some chips to go with it? Order of chips is $1. So he goes, all right. Puts an order of chips in, charges $1. Well, that's not enough chips.
Anymore.
Okay. Two more orders of chips, $2 more. He looks at the register. He goes, you're nickel and diming me. I'm never coming back here again.
Good. Leave.
And well, that was the first reaction in my brain. I can't do that.
Oh, yeah. I get it. I get it.
So we ended up giving him the chips for free because, you know, there's absolutely no food cost associated with food. You don't pay for your groceries, do you?
Well, I mean, isn't that a loss leader? I'm joking.
Yeah. But our profit margin is about razor thin at that damn store. We've broken even, but we have yet. It's been open for 2 years. We haven't broken a profit since last year. We've gone even, but we haven't broken.
It's better than under.
That's right.
Let's swing this back to scams, because I actually do think that does tie in, though.
Yeah, that's another type of scam, is the customer that wants something for free and feels entitled to it.
And I think they're predatory as well, because if you're looking to do a scam like that, you're looking to get something for free or whatnot, you're not going to go to any employee. You're going to look for the weak-looking employee, the employee that looks like they're going to back down and give in to you. And if you are a good social engineer, even the strong ones, you can break down.
Well, God bless one of the employees that I worked for or that I work with. She's a young girl, I think early 20s. We'll call her M. And M is about as shy as can be. She really has no business being on a food line, because you have to be outgoing.
Yeah.
But she's quick, so we keep her. And this poor girl is targeted all the time by, you know, we take the measured amount of meat and we put it on whatever the hell you're having. Oh, that's not enough meat. I can go to the West Side and get more than that. And I looked at, and I've had enough of that. And they always say it to Meg. They always say it to M. They never say it to me. They never say it to the other stronger employees or the manager there. They always pick her out of the crowd. And like today, somebody said it to her, and I looked at him and I said, well, that's how much we're required to by Qdoba Corporation. If you feel the West Side gives you more, then please feel free to visit them.
See, I would have said it. Then go to the fucking West Side.
Well, yeah, I know. I can't do that.
I know.
This is why you don't work in food service. This is
anymore, yes.
Anymore, why you were fired from hotels. But the deal is, sometimes even you may be even trying to do a scam and you don't even realize it. Maybe you really do feel entitled to more. Maybe, you know, just stop and think. So we've got that kind of scam. We have the pyramid scam where... and
the only person who makes money is the
tip. The only person who makes money is at top. Look at Bernie Madoff. And when his cards collapsed, he was the only one that walked away with any money from it, and he got caught by it.
There's also the different kind of scammer. You've got like the John Edwards kind. You know, that I'm going to charge you X amount of dollars to speak to your dead relatives. Because, oh. No, it does fall into this.
It does.
That was
an awe of, I hate those kind of scammers. Oh, okay. The false hope.
The mediums and, you know, the John Edwards, and there are people that pay for dream interpretation. And you know what? I'm not trying to shit on anyone's belief. If you really believe your dead grandmother is talking to you through the witch at the local tarot shop, that's your business. But it is a scam.
Yes, it is a scam. And I can tell you from, again, I've been pagan for years and years and years. Tarot is... It's called cold reading, and you can look into that. And a very good cold reader can clean the hell up. Now, what John Edwards did was warm reading, because every single one of those audience members was interviewed prior to being in that audience.
And he also just gave such, well, I'm seeing an old woman, Grandma Ann, and that, you know, I'm seeing that she's proud of you. Oh, she, you know, vague questions to get more detailed answers out of you.
Yeah.
It's to me, that's almost more predatory.
It's
playing on your pain.
Yeah, it's also it relies on something that humans do naturally, and that's called confirmation bias. And if you can ever get a hold of a John Edwards show...
I'm much more willing to believe you if you're telling me something I want to
believe. No. Confirmation bias is we remember the yeses, we forget the noes. For instance, Josh, I'm going to try and contact somebody in your family. Let me just think here for a moment. If I'm seeing a G, do we have a relative that has a name that begins with G? Maybe, okay, if it's not a relative's name, maybe it's grandmother, grandfather, great-grandmother, something like that. There's a lot of G's there, but I'm seeing it's definitely a female. It was an older woman. You may or may not have known her. Can you think of anyone that would definitely want to contact you back in the ancestry line that they really have a message for you. They wore, I'm seeing a long overcoat, dress, maybe, possibly a uniform of some kind, but there's definitely some length to it there. Do you see any, was there anybody maybe in law enforcement in your family, or perhaps somebody?
I am related to Count Dracula, or perhaps so somebody, there's maybe there, that.
It could be that. It could very well be that. I'm definitely seeing someone of an Eastern European descent. Could it be someone, I don't know, someone that liked long dresses, that liked long overcoats, long.
There was my great-great-great-grandmother, Mary Shelley. She had this Prometheus thing.
Yes, this is definitely a Mary. Definitely a Mary that I'm talking to. This is definitely a Mary that I'm talking to. I can't guarantee that it's Mary Shelley, but it's definitely a Mary. And I'm seeing a woman with dark to possibly light hair, blue, maybe brown eyes.
Does she look kind of like Bridget Fonda?
A little bit like Bridget Fonda, but maybe not. It could be somebody, maybe dark to fair skin. I'm not sure. It's somewhere in there. Did you know anybody in your family that had either dark or fair skin? But definitely on the extremes. I'm not. But you saw how many no's I had there. But the moment that you thank you for picking up on Mary Shelley, you dumbass. But, you know, it's the yeses that we remember, and then you build off of those yeses. How many no's did I fire at you?
I wasn't even counting.
Yeah, probably a good 20, 30 no's there. But
then there's
yes
also even the way they do it. So much clearly thinking of something.
Well, yeah, you know, and
because I mean, remember when John Edwards had his show on Sci-Fi Channel?
Oh yeah, oh, yeah.
I watched the first episode because can't review something without seeing it. I watched the first episode and was like, "Why is this on TV? This is an infomercial."
Yeah,
why is this on TV? It's a goddamn infomercial.
Well, and you noticed how I asked those questions. I was like, "Gee, maybe he's." Everybody has somebody in their family whose name begins with G, and maybe, okay, so maybe if it's not that, then I went, well, could be grandmother, could be great-grandmother, could be grandfather. There's a lot of G's out there, so maybe we, you know, they're trying to talk to me that way. And my God, do you know of anybody that wears a long overcoat, possibly a uniform or a dress?
Vague.
How the hell does that narrow it down to anyone?
Again, vague.
Yeah. I have studied cold reading for a very long time, and I hate to say it, but I'm an excellent cold reader. I had friends that I used to fuck around with when I was in college, and I'd have them weeping on that false hope. Now, I'd feel like shit for doing it, but I would have them weeping because they believed this stuff. They believed this stuff, and I had people offering me money to do it. And I had one communications professor, after he learned about this and watched me, and he pulled me aside and he said, "You're a fucking dick." And well, I was like, yeah.
Okay, but do you think those people are worse than the people that are, you know, I'll teach you how to deal in, foreclosed real estate, and you'll become a millionaire and live on my boat with all my post-op trannies, but the boat smells like cat pee. But so what? It was only a dollar.
Yeah.
Is that worse? Because those people have been taken to court, actually, because they are partially, I mean, maybe it's only a small fraction, responsible for the bubble bursting on the home market, because you had all these people that, wait, I can invest in distressed properties.
Yeah.
It's all over the infomercials.
Wait a minute. You mean I can go to downtown Detroit, buy a house for a buck,
and literally,
after investing $100, flip it around and sell it for millions? No, because it's in downtown Detroit.
unless you're OCP, that does not work.
Yeah, and even I'll bet even OCP would take a huge loss on that one just to revitalize the city. And
I don't know, Delta City was a good idea if it had worked.
They're looking at the long tail there, but that's if you have the capital to invest and you look at a long term investment. That's not that bad to me. The biggest scumbags out there, the absolute biggest scumbags out there. I can cure your cancer through acupuncture. I've got light therapy and colors, and I'm a trained Reiki master.
The new age medicines. Did you ever see the Penn and Teller bullshit episode on that, where they took to task all the people with, you know, magnet therapy and diamond crystal therapy and all this shit, and. That is the ultimate false hope, really.
That is the ultimate false hope, and they often prey on people that, you know, you've gone to the oncologist And the oncologist says, this is stage four cancer. There's nothing we can do except line up palliative care.
But the
and
people here comes, who fall for it, are, they're yeah. desperate.
Here comes Mr. Scumbag knowing, no, if I shine this rainbow at your face.
And give you a coffee enema.
And give you a coffee enema. I'll get to see his butt. Then, you know, I can cure you of this. That is the biggest scumbag. And even worse than that are the people that can go, but I can teach you how to do it and make money doing it yourself.
Would that be worse than the sexual scumbags that do that? Like, there's a big thing in the Mexican, and I don't mean that as a derogatory term, but in the Mexican community, where especially on older women, you know, I get to feel your breasts, and if I have sex with you, every time I ejaculate inside you, it gets rid of some of the evil. This has been a rising thing in the last 40 or so years, mainly going through the uneducated Mexican and Latino communities of the sexual healers. If we have sex, you feel better. Yeah. So is that worse than the cancer patient?
No.
I think that's fucking evil, man.
I think it's all fucking evil, and I think it's all scams, and I think it's all preying on false hope. And chiropractic medicine, some of it is legitimate. If you go in and you say my back hurts, and he goes crack crack crack, do you feel better? And you go yes, okay, I'll see you next week. That's one thing. If you go in and you say my 5-year-old girl has a bad back. And he cracks any, if you crack any backs under the age of 20, you're fucking up growth because your bones don't knit until you're 22.
There's been a lot of lawsuits, actually. People.
There's been a lot of lawsuits. We had a chiropractor in Muncie, Indiana claim that he could cure cancer by cracking your back. We had one claim that, I can make your broken leg heal faster. Really? How? Cracking your back. Bullshit. But see,
those types of scammers, what they do is, they give you skewed numbers. They're almost the Fox News of scammers. For instance, let's go back to the real estate one. And I'm going to parade out these 10 people that have also become millionaires using my system.
Great. Where's the 100,000 that didn't?
Exactly. Yes, he's showing you the few that did. Because every scam, every pyramid scam, occasionally it's going to work. Somebody's going to luck out or hit the right market or something. So it's not a loss always. But they're not showing you all the people who failed, which is a number that dwarfs those that succeeded. That's what Fox News does. That's why I call them the Fox News of this. We're only going to show you the numbers we want you to see.
And that's another red flag. The more statistics people throw at you,
look them up.
Look them up. Look at independent PubMed. Is especially if it's a medical deal. That's a website that. Any legitimate medical research, they submit white papers. And if you look at a white paper and you go, oh my God, that's all kinds of research and I don't know how to read that, all you have to read is the very first paragraph where it goes, we did this way and found this stuff. And here's the whole rest of the paper is data backing up that statement. But if you go to PubMed, which is peer-reviewed, so, Dr. Hadley, we've discovered a cure for cancer. Here's my report on the cure for cancer. We submit it to PubMed and Dr. Hadley and Dr. Jowski and
Jones.
Dr. Jones and Dr. X. They all take a look at it and they go, here's your flaw in your data.
No time for love, Dr. Jones.
Yeah exactly.
Sorry, just when you said that, it went and fell in my head.
It's quite all right. And they go, here's your flaw in your data. All of that, including the flaws and the peer reviews, all goes up on PubMed. So if somebody says, hey, Josh, I found this miracle acai berry juice. Guess what? There is a peer-reviewed study on
it. That shows it's bullshit.
That either shows it's bullshit or shows it's true. And they're all on PubMed. You can just Google PubMed, trust me.
But when it comes to the people getting scammed, why do they fall for it so much? I'm going to go back to that. Like your friend, why is it not sinking in? Is it a desperation? Is it something where they just cannot see what's in front? Are these the same people that believe global warming is a hoax?
That's
or that 9/11 was an inside job or anything like that?
That's part of it. And I got to tell you, conspiracy theory rings. I love looking at those. because I look at them. And
have
I'm
you
like,
seen?
These
have you seen the new one that broke
for,
last? As we're recording this last night.
Deal. What? What?
The there were no planes that hit the World Trade Center. Those were holograms to fool people from the controlled demolition of the World Trade Center.
Because fucking electronic cameras can see holograms.
That's the new one. That's all over the internet, man.
Oh, my God. Anyway, look, when it comes to scams and when it comes to keeping yourself from being a victim of scams, like I said, look for these red flags. Are they charging you up front? Are you forced to keep an inventory of this stuff? If it's a medical claim or a psychological claim, look it up on PubMed. Look at the peer-reviewed. Do your homework. And the people that they prey on are the people that don't do their homework, that don't keep a rational eye. They get them excited. You're going to walk out of my office, Josh, and make thousands of money just by walking through that door. That's you got to admit, if somebody legitimately looked at you and said, I will give you $4,000 for walking through that door, a person in your situation without your rational mind, and I hate to say it, folks, but yes, Josh Hadley does have a rational mind.
It's out of here.
It's not always right, but it's at least rational. That promise of $4,000 to pay off all your debts and get yourself at least back to zero, and then with very little work and this paltry investment of, you know, $20, $30, $40 that turns into $5,000, Scientology, that kind of talk preys on hope, and it preys on people. People want to be better people. You don't want to be in the financial situation you're in right now, right? You know, if I see one tiny bit of weakness and I want to exploit it, I'm going to exploit it. I'm going to exploit the fact that you're in a bad financial situation. I'm going to say, look, man, walking through that door, that's practically $5,000.
But then what about when people like me, I don't want to say turn the tables on these people, but when we take advantage of them back, like for instance, I did one of those timeshare weekend things once. Of course I had no
interest
chance.
In, yeah.
So I spent 4 hours out of 3 days sitting through seminars and the rest of it. I did get a free stay at a really nice hotel, free room service, a golf course. I came out ahead, or didn't I?
I can guarantee you that you're one of the rare ones. My mom, I don't know what it is about timeshares, but she's fallen for them more than once.
You know, to me, I prey on them. I look at, that's a free weekend at a really nice upscale hotel.
Exactly. And you and I both have done this. And we may do this and bring recording equipment in the future. We'll just do this together. We'll do one of these weekends. But
I think that would be awesome to expose one of these from the inside.
Exactly. And you can, if you keep your brains and just go, okay, all of these things that he's promising me, shove it aside and go, repeat to yourself over and over, it's not real. It's not real. It's not real. What the hell was the horror movie that they...
Are you thinking of The Last House on the Left? Just keep repeating to yourself, it's only a movie.
Yes.
It's only a movie.
Yeah.
That was the Last House on the Left.
Well, keep repeating to yourself, it's only a scam. It's only a scam. It's only a scam. I'm through with the seminar. Now I'm going to go enjoy, you know, I'm going to go hit the bar and the pool. You can take advantage of these people. And if you want to have real
but
fun.
But does that make me as bad as them?
No.
Or does that kind of even the scale a little?
No, it doesn't even the scale. The truth is, this is a scumbag looking to make money on false hope and false promises. That's how I see every scammer. Every scammer in
but
the
world.
But
then am I not a scammer going, I'm scamming you out of a free weekend?
Yeah, but he fucking deserves it.
Okay.
Granny Smith over there that is barely be able to pay her house on a fixed income, that he's going to try and snag a portion of that income, if not all of that income, especially if there's Church of in the title somewhere.
Yeah, we didn't even talk about, because I mean, you know, you brought up Scientology. That is a pyramid scam that went quote legitimate.
Yeah, and it's been investigated and everything like that, but. You know, if he's trying to take advantage of Granny Smith, and I'm looking at him, and I can guarantee
that sweet, sweet Apple money.
I can guarantee that most of these scammers take one look at me, talk to me for about 5 seconds, and they go, okay, he's not a mark. And they go,
that actually happened to my wife and I once at one of those weekend things. After about 20 minutes, you know, the person's doing the personal pitch. They're like, you have no interest in buying one of these, do you? I'm like, no. He's like, well, enjoy the rest of your weekend then.
Yeah.
You know, it's just kind of like, it's a waste of my time to keep because you just want to get to the game room in the pool.
Yeah. And I did this, a weekend cruise. You know, the only thing you had to do was sit on the boat and sit through these seminars. And I sat through the first one and I raised some questions and I flustered the guy while he was on stage.
But wait a minute.
And that's exactly, I was like, well, could I see the evidence of this? And I came back to the second one, which was we were required to go to 4 during the weekend. Enjoy the boat all you want, except for these 8 hours you're going to be, 8 hours of the weekend you're going to be in seminars. I came back to the second one. He stops me, or actually one of his thugs stops me at the door and he goes, Mr. Murray, I'm afraid you're not welcome here. Why don't you just go enjoy the cruise and we'll talk to you later.
Play shuffleboard or something. Yeah.
What's funny is he left me out of the seminars, but at the end of the weekend he came to me and he goes, man, do you want to sell with me?
You want a job?
Yeah. He's like, you want a job? You want to sell with me? You want to have some real fun? Grab a cell phone salesman and a dish satellite salesman and have them pitch to one another. And you can watch. There's a sales technique of build and break. And it was developed by the Nazis. Build up people's hopes, break them down. Build them up, break them down. Build them up, break them down.
Because each time you build them up after that, you don't have to go as high.
You don't have to go as high, and they stop being able to say no. I was told to use this when I was trying to sell Dish Satellite, and I was like, screw you, I'm not doing this, because I had done my research on their sales techniques and on Dish itself and on other, the companies and the company that was representing Dish. I was one of the people that they hate because I do my homework. And that's all people have to do. And I've been talking a lot this episode, and I'm sorry.
So?
But I'm passionate about this. I really am. I hate scammers. I think they are some of the worst human beings, whether they're collection agency, Kirby salesman.
Well, then let's real quick touch on another one that you and I talked about when you were having a cigarette, the phishing scams. The, hey, your bank mutual account is overdrafted. Click on this website to correct that. Wait a minute. I don't have a bank mutual account. Fuck you.
Yeah. And you see a lot of those. And luckily, especially if you have a Gmail account, Gmail usually catches most of them. Yahoo's pretty
good
at catching.
Most of those wind up in my spam folder.
Yahoo's pretty good at catching them and stuff like that. But here's the deal. If you ever get one that you're worried about, let's say
you do have an account at that bank.
I'm going to choose one that I'm not at. Bank Mutual.
I don't have Bank Mutual either.
I'm at Bank Mutual. And I get a notice. What I do is I either call the bank or I go to the bank's website direct. Fuck that link in the email.
Oh, I've actually gotten that from PayPal at my PayPal account where, your PayPal account is overdrawn, blah, blah, blah. And I'll call the number on the back of my PayPal card. And they're like, no, that's not us. We would never ask you for your number and do this and this and this.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know what? The number on the back of my card, I trust that.
Yeah.
That I'm actually talking to PayPal at that point.
And fuck the link in the email. Just go, okay, go to the website directly yourself.
Yes.
Preferably in a new browser window, et cetera, et cetera. So
I guess what it comes down to is don't be scammed. And also, if you guys want to help me, you want to ferret out the little company that's the receivables performance management. If you want to help that, again, the phone number is 240-210-7112. And they're based out of Seattle, Washington.
Yeah. In fact, here's another one. 425-412-2600. That's the phone to their office. The fax is 888-203-3640.
We are not asking you to harass them. We are not. We are just giving you this information to do with what you will.
I'm not asking you to do anything. I'm just saying that if you hear from this company at all, please, it's not legitimate. Fuck them. Anyway, we gotta go. Thank you guys for joining us, and I apologize that I got a little passionate.
Lost in the Static is a 1201 Beyond production. Visit 1201beyond.com for more great shows.